In this day and age, one must diligently seek me at every moment. Walk in my will, not yours. I will protect my own now, and those who earnestly return in humble repentance, I will also protect. Yet it will be very hard on you, for you had procrastinated and not been obedient. I chasten all I love, but I am merciful and will extend mercy. You will not be spared all hardship, but I am the good shepherd and will bring my flock under my care. All of heaven rejoices when another lost sheep returns to the sheepfold, into my pasture. It grieves me, children, that you wait so long to listen. Do you think I talk through my heart, that my words are empty? All I said was coming is already here in some regard, and the rest is on its way. You are living in the most prophetic times in the history of mankind. Does the black horse of Revelation mean you are returning to days of prosperity, enjoying life as you always have, or days of famine? Economically, all is one big disaster. Oh, they will promise you it will recover, and it will even appear to some that this is so. But no, children, all is crumbling before your very eyes. I am is the only one who can guide and instruct at this time, unless you desire to stay unrepentant and die in your sins. This is a tragedy in itself, for my tears have flowed over the lost that never will be found in me. Do not be this one. Let me wash you whiter than snow. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Your burdens will be heavy, and it is my peace that comes in the midst of the storms. Peace I give unto all who will bow the knee and accept me as Lord and Savior. Let me pour my love on you. It's my heart's desire. Do not be so obstinate. Stubbornness will cost you dearly. Let my Holy Spirit indwell, lead, and guide. Repentance daily renews, refreshes, brings strength. In your weakness, I am strong. Listen to me. Your spiritual house must come into alignment with me. It is of utmost importance. It is important to take care of your loved ones, physical houses too. But I can double what you have. I can supply. Nothing is too hard for me. Some have been called to be my Josephs, others are not. Some will have all that they will need. These are those that follow the lamp wherever he goes. Ask me what you are to do. There are different roles for each of mine. There will be different assignments and missions to accomplish, but all will bring glory and honor to my name. All are vitally important, and the body needs to come together as a whole, one cohesive unit. All come from the Creator. To be one with me, my children, you must walk as one with me. This includes your brothers and sisters in me. Exhort, lift each other up. Do not tear each other down. The enemy seeks division. The body of Christ is weak in the churches, for there is too much division, discord, and gossip going on. Be in unity with me, not unity of the one world religion. This is of Satan. I do not unite as my body, one in me those who follow false gods. I am is the one and only living God. No other gods shall be before me. Come out of that deception. Did I, Yahushua, follow other gods when I walked the earth? I followed my father. and it is all anyone must do. Just follow, obey, and trust. As I and the Father are one, you then will be one with us. My precious children, heed the message of love I just brought to you through my chosen one. I have many chosen ones, and have given all similar warnings to give to all. I love you. Come, come, come before it is too late for you, and I will give you everlasting life. Yahushua, do you know my name? Do you know my Father's name, Yahuwah? Oh, how this message of love is for you. Return to your family in heaven. Return to your first love. That is all, child.